Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Another edition of iMac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Will, Willie Boy Rameau. How's it going, Will?
Hey, not much, man. What's up, man?
Hey, not much. Just enjoying a Saturday night, September 6th, the first Saturday of September. And, you know, we're in September. You know what that means, right?
School time.
It's more than school time. It's football time.
All right, yeah, of course.
Football season begins, well, already began, really, on Thursday when the Seahawks hosted the Green Bay Packers. and Seahawks ended up winning that game 36-16. So they look like world beaters again, like they were last year. And so that was the first game of the season. And tomorrow begins the NFL Sunday week. And with a lot of games on tap tomorrow, I know your Jets play the Raiders, right? Tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah. Yep.
And my Giants play Monday night against the Lions. So I'm pumped up for this season, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
I got my fantasy football league team that I'm going to be monitoring. Last year, I told you I had I went to the Super Bowl in my league. But unfortunately, I ended up falling short. This year it's win or go home for me. I'm in it to win it this year, so I'm gonna go hard. And this,
you're just like Peyton Manning last year.
Yeah.
At this year's Super Bowl in February.
Yeah, and I ended up getting blown out in the Super Bowl game, just like Peyton Manning did last year too. But this year, I expect to be much better. I have a much better roster. Listen to these players that I have on my fantasy football league team. I have Phillip Rivers, Alfred Morris, Chris Ivory, A.J. Green, Ty Hilton, Keenan Allen. So I have a good team. You know, I expect to do more damage this year, so we shall see. Yeah, and I'm pumped up, man. Going to be with my chips and watching football all day tomorrow.
Mm. Hopefully my boy Ivory will help you out tomorrow.
He better, or I'm going to drop him. Because, like, when you're playing fantasy football, like, you know, that's the one time you can actually be an NFL coach. You know, so if he doesn't do good, I'm going to trade him or drop him, one or the other.
Yeah, either way, it's going to be an interesting press conference after, you know, your scores get tallied up.
Mm. It should be good, man. I'm pumped up for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what else I was pumped up for? The unauthorized Saved by the Bell movie that they aired on Monday on Labor Day. And I thought it was going to be a great movie. You know, I thought they were going to show a lot of stuff that we didn't know about the Saved by the Bell cast. But after watching it, it turned out to be a disappointment. It was very disappointing to watch. The reason being, they could have included more things in it. You know, like they put stuff in there that we already knew, like Elizabeth Berkeley and Tiffany Amethyston had to leave, you know, in the final season because their contracts were up. Well, they decided not to renew their contracts. Basically, they decided to leave. I mean, we knew that already, you know, if you're a fan of Saved by the Bell. The relationship between Mark Paul Gosselaar and Locke Voorhees, I already knew that. I heard that, like, years ago. The fact that Dustin Diamond felt like, you know, he was isolated from the rest of the cast. I mean, I've always heard reports of that, even from Dustin Diamond himself. Mm-hmm. And of course, like when Miss Bliss, Good Morning Miss Bliss, got canceled, and then they decided to reinvent the show and put it on NBC and call it Saved by the Bell. You know, of course, we all know that. You know, that's what made that's what made Saved by the Bell and made it a great show and made it one of the highest rated shows on Saturday morning. But I thought they would put more scandalous stuff in there, you know, like what was in Dustin Diamond's book. I thought they were going to probably show, you know, Mark Paul Gosselaar on steroids or Tiffany Amethyston, you know, going back and forth with Mario Lopez and Mark Paul Gosselaar. I thought they were going to include some juicy stuff, but it was pretty tame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts on it?
No, I agree with you. Yeah, I thought they were going to go more in. I mean, one thing that surprised me is that, you know, I never knew Screech, you know, was like, you know, doing drugs and, you know, alcohol. He on the show, he always looked like a, you know, a stand-up kid. You know, he's not like a party animal or trying to drown his, you know, his his stress that, you know, he's not as, what's the word I'm looking for? Attracted, you know, by the ladies Zach and Slater was.
Yeah, hey, I agree. Yeah, I mean, that's the only one scandalous part that they put in there. Dustin Diamond, you know, experimenting. Well, not really experimenting, but he did do drugs and drank alcohol, you know. But other than that, I mean, it was pretty tame, you know. And the acting was not that good. I mean, Lifetime, like, I know they're a cable channel, but, I mean, they didn't do a good job producing that movie, to be honest with you.
Like, Lisa didn't really sound like Lisa. The only time she sounded like Lisa is when she was, like, she had, like, a line that made her sound like Lisa, like,
mm-hmm.
like, I forgot what she said, like, after they said she had the job, she said a line that, I don't know if she said something about sister girl or something like that, and it sounded like, you know, like a lot of worries, but other than that, I don't know, she was a little off.
A lot of them were off, except for the guy who played Mario Lopez.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
He fit the role perfectly.
Yeah, he sounded like him too, you know, he looked like him.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the one they really hit a home run on that.
Oh, yeah.
The A.C. Slater one was he literally sounded like him. He got the mannerisms.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, he was clearly, that was literally the grandson that they cast.
Yep, I agree.
Elizabeth Berkley wasn't bad either. She sounded like her too.
She's okay.
She looked like her a bit, I mean, but Zach was okay. I mean,
yeah.
Another one. Screech. That guy nailed Screech too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He did a good job. Yeah, he was a believable Screech to me.
He looked like Screech. He sounded like Screech.
Yep.
So the Slater and the Screech, actors, they really nailed those guys down.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Zach, Kelly, I'm trying to think of who else. Lisa, they're okay.
Yeah.
You know, they were okay, but...
Yeah, they were believable, you know, for the most part.
I thought they were going to touch on the new class. I thought they were going to touch a little bit on the new class and the college years, even though, you know, it's predominantly the same by the bell. I mean, he did briefly talk about it for a few seconds at the graduation.
Yeah.
The college years, but I thought they were going to talk a little bit more about that. Like you said about the steroids thing. And that Mario Lopez accusation, I thought they were going to touch on that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they were going to include more, you know, dramatic drama behind the scenes, but, you know, that wasn't the case.
Yeah, the only dramatic thing they had was giving a little backstory about the whole Jesse, very popular,
mm-hmm.
Jesse doing... getting addicted to coffee.
Yeah.
You know, basically, you know, the girls, you know, they felt like the show should have, since, you know, it's geared towards teens.
Yeah.
You know, like typical 80s and 90s shows, they should have, you know, a few serious topics.
Right.
You know, I didn't know they were the ones that, you know, that, launched that idea. I just thought the producer, you know, like Peter Angel or, you know, mm-hmm. who's the guy from NBC?
Peter Angel, the creator?
Yeah, Peter Angel and that guy from Tanner, what was his name? The guy from the executive, the NBC executive.
I forget his name.
Something Tom Janovich? I forgot his name.
Something like that. I forget his name.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking it was Peter Angel. I thought it was at least Peter Angel's idea to, you know, have some serious episodes.
Yeah.
But, you know, that surprised me, you know, according to Screech, account, you know, it was the girls who came up with that idea.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they necessarily came up with the idea. I think they helped further the idea, you know, but... That's Dustin Diamond's interpretation of how things went down. But I mean, you know, again, I felt the movie was lacking, but it was entertainment to watch, you know, just to see like how the show started from a small show to rising to one of the top kids shows, top teen shows, I should say. You know, it was good to see that and to see, you know, how they adjusted to fame, you know, as they became, you know, as became famous actors and, you know, having to be stuck or typecast with the same roles. You know, you see Elizabeth Berkley trying to audition for, you know, other roles, but, you know, people still see her as Jessie from Saved by the Bell, you know. But you see stuff like that in a movie, which was interesting. But, you know, other than that, I mean, it was an interesting movie to watch, but it was lacking a lot. But, you know, it gave Saved by the Bell fans something to watch. You know, I actually thought the Brittany Murphy movie that they aired today was actually more interesting than the unauthorized Saved by the Bell movie.
Oh, no, I didn't check that out.
Yeah, it just had to do with her launch to fame and her mysterious death and her husband who died 5 months later, which is really strange. You know, like me and you were talking just a few moments ago, it's probably, it could be there's toxic mold in the house that led to their death, so, or it could have even been the mother who poisoned both of them. Who knows?
Well, that's what the rumors were saying. I mean, I don't know if it's true. I mean, God forbid. I hope that's not the case. I mean, there's rumors that it was the mother who could have been the mother who did it, or
yeah,
it could have been the husband who did it, and then he killed himself the same way. I mean,
yeah,
only God knows what happened. I mean, it's a tragic story.
Strange, and like, yeah, I mean, it's weird. I mean, I don't know if the mother did do it, but it's weird that she found them both dead. It's very weird. It's like some one of those documentary shows that you see on women who kill or poison their loved ones, you know?
Oxygen or what was that other channel? Trying to think of it. Oxygen, and there's another one, IDTV.
Yeah.
Those kind of,
I forget the names of them, but you know, those type of shows.
True TV, those kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, it is.
And what else?
Oh, yeah. Another thing. I just remember something. Speaking of death, I'm pretty sure you were going to talk about this maybe toward the end of your show. Or, you know, of course, I know you're going to touch on the passing of Joan Rivers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm going to talk about that shortly here. I'm also going to play a video in honor of Joan Rivers, who passed this week. But before I get to that, I'm sorry?
No, I said, what were you going to talk about before? I apologize.
Oh, no, it's okay. Before I go into that, just want to talk about the fapping, I should say. You know what that is?
No.
The fappening is pretty much the event that happened this week with the celebrity photo leaks, the new celebrity photo leaks. I guess you were the first, you found out from me, right? Firsthand, or did you hear about that before?
No, you told me about it. I had no idea.
So this past week, a number of female celebrities, their nude pictures and videos were uploaded online without their consent, without them knowing, and it looks like someone hacked into their iCloud account and leaked these pictures. And so you have a lot of websites and blogs reposting these pictures. Even Perez Hilton posted the pictures on his website before removing them and apologizing. And I took a look myself, you know, because a lot of the women that were on that list, you know, I'm fans of, like, Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Upton, and Ariana Grande. Although Ariana Grande's pictures, she says, is fake. She says they're not real. Olympic gymnast Michaela Maroney, although she denies some of the pictures are legit, and she does say one of the pictures, she was underage at the time when it was taken. I didn't see any new pictures of her, so I don't know what pictures they're referring to regarding her being nude, but I did see the nude pics by with Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Upton, Kaley Cuoco, and some of the other female celebs out there. And all I can say is, man, Jennifer Lawrence has a banging body. I mean, I know she's always fine, but damn.
Well, you know about that from Mystique.
Yeah. But damn, she's banging. And Kate Upton, I already knew about Kate Upton, you know. But those things, man, they're like hanging for dear life. And there was one picture I saw where her and Justin Verlander are butt naked, and like you see his hairy man ass. Like, that was a frightening image to see.
Oh, no.
Of him butt naked. Yeah, that I did not want to see at all.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that image I'm still trying to get out of my head.
That's no wonder he had a bad season at first.
But I mean, yeah, if you got to see them, I mean, there's most of the pics have been removed because, I mean, a lot of these celebrities, they've hired lawyers to have them removed from websites, and the FBI is investigating how these pictures got leaked in the first place. I mean, iCloud is saying that, you know, it could have been through a phishing scam, which is emails that someone will send you. And if you open it, you know, that will basically hack into your computer or hack into. So that's probably what happened with these celebrities. They probably opened some kind of phishing scam email and gave their personal information out. And that's how these hackers were able to get these photos. Hmm. So now these pictures are floating out there, because once something is released on the internet, it's going to always be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be able to pull some pictures or content from some websites. You might be able to remove them or have them deleted, but there's always going to be somewhere on the internet where they're still available.
So you got to be careful what, you know, what photos you put out there. If you're not,
yeah.
You know, if you don't want it to be leaked,
yeah,
you shouldn't take that photo or let alone put it online. So
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, these people don't learn from other people's mistakes, you know.
Well, I mean, they did. I mean, to defend these celebrities, I mean, they had them stored on the iCloud. But then again, the iCloud, it's not something that it's a public domain. You know, it can be accessed and hacked, you know, just like any other mass storage online. Well, it's basically an online storage where you could store your photos, videos. So, I mean, it was meant to be hacked, you know? So, I mean, these celebrities should do it the old school way. Just save pictures onto an SD card or on a DVD or something, or even on their personal computer rather than uploading it to something like, you know, iCloud or they have another one, but it's for Android. I forget the name of it. But, you know, basically these online, you know, uploading folders. So, I mean, you got to be careful out there.
They do. I mean, because, you know, if you take stuff like that, these hackers, you know, they're professionals. They'll hack it from any type of
mm-hmm.
online thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but hey. I could say that I've seen Jennifer Lawrence nude. Well, then again, I mean, in the X-Men movies that she's been in, she's almost nude to be when you think about it.
Yeah, except she's blue.
Yeah. Yep. Have you seen the pics, or you didn't even get a chance to see them?
I haven't seen them yet, but I've heard, you know, a lot about it.
Oh, well, it's going to be tough to find now. You better do some searching. Pics are going to be hard to find because a lot of them have been deleted or removed. But like I said, they're probably still floating in the internet world somewhere. But back to the Joan Rivers thing. Joan Rivers passed away 2 days ago. And, you know, she went to have a throat surgery and she ended up going into cardiac arrest, and she stopped breathing, and they had to put her on life support. And I guess the family decided to remove her from life support, and she ended up passing away at the age of 81. You know, this past, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, she passed. And so, you know, as a tribute, I want to play a video. It's basically a compilation video of her speaking about her career, and you'll hear some comedy clips in it as well. So let me refresh this here. I'm going to play it here shortly. Okay, let's see. Okay, so here it is. Joan Rivers tribute.
Does the word retirement scare you when someone says that to you?
I do what? I love what I do. I am going to retire and be funny to the mailman?
You're welcome, please. Joan Rivers.
You know, when I first got married, I never cooked around a single because I figured, like, if the Lord wanted a woman to cook, he'd give her aluminum hands.
I called him up and I said, you know, guess what? I'm pregnant. And he put me on hold. But it's called the push-up, shove-over bra. It pushes from here everything. It push. All the skin and just the move that my belly button is right here going.
Easy. I've gone up, I've gone down, I've been bankrupt, I've been broke. But you do it. And you do it because...
My day having a child was better than not you having...
Because we love it more than anything else.
You knew nothing.
Last night I said to my husband, what's your favorite sexual position? He said next door. And
well, I was before you, so no one was before me. I'm sorry. Moses was writing my jokes on his tablets. I mean,
that's why you're doing it. You want a real job, honey. There are a million things you can do. But what we do is not a job. Sounds so stupid.
What happened to your eye? What happened?
I scratched it on Al Roker's zipper. And...
From the time I was able to put a thought together, it's all I wanted was this business. And I've got it.
Oh, you don't know.
Do you work every day?
Every day.
Sure, some of you out there are wondering if my breasts are real, okay? This one is. This one isn't.
What we do is a calling, my dear. We make people happy.
All right, so there you have it. There's a tribute to Joan Rivers. You know, rest in peace. Passed away at 81. One of the greatest female comedians to have ever graced the stage of the stand-up world. And also, you know, she did a lot of things. She was a talk show host. She had multiple shows. She had the Fashion Police. She had the... a show where she interviewed celebrities in bed, like In Bed with Joan Rivers, I think it was called. She was on Hollywood show, Squares.
The reality show with her her daughter Melissa.
Oh yeah, right. Joan and what was it called?
Joan and Melissa, or something like that.
Joan and Melissa, yeah, I think that was the name of it, right?
There was more to it, to the title. I just can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah. And of course, she was the first woman to ever have a late night show.
Yep.
But she had a Fox show after she was, let go and, you know, replaced by Arsenio.
Yep. Yeah. And her had multiple appearances on the Tonight Show. The show when, she hosted the show when Johnny Carson, you know, was not there. Yeah, I mean, she had a great career, you know, one of the greatest female comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace. And she's probably up in heaven insulting the wardrobe of dead celebrities who's up there right now. So just like she was when she was there, when she was alive, you know, insulting the wardrobes of celebrities on the red carpet. So rest in peace.
She'll definitely be missed.
Yeah, definitely. So, Will, you got any last words?
Well, you know, thanks for having me on the show. And, check out, you know, IMAX every Saturday at 11 p.m. And check out my show, Sports of Religion, every Sunday at 6, only on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. So, yep, check out Will's show tomorrow at 6, Sports Urban Legend. Check out this show, iMac, next Saturday at 11, as usual. So for me and Will, see you next week. Peace.